Spokane elected leaders say they're looking for more clarity from Governor Jay Inslee as they move forward with plans to rebuild the county's economy. The governor on Tuesday night announced the state is slowly working its way toward loosening restrictions.
Because of the collaborative work my office has been able to do with the construction industry and labor unions, we have come up with a sensible plan for allowing limited return to construction with safety measures in place.
That's good, say local leaders, such as Spokane Mayor Nadine Woodward, but they're looking for more specifics as to when the county can move forward with additional measures.
We feel that we are in a position where we can be more flexible in how we open up our economy in Spokane, especially. Our economy is based on small businesses. They are the bloodline of our workforce, and we have many industries that are now have been out of work, and those percentages of jobs continue to climb. Unemployment claims continue to climb.
Spokane officials met Wednesday morning with business and other community leaders to begin talking about how to disperse $90 million in federal recovery money. Spokane County has created a survey, which you can access through its website, asking people their opinions about that. Commissioner Al French says the county is anxious to move ahead with an economic recovery, but he says it will not follow the leads of Chelan, Douglas, and Franklin counties and disregard the governor's stay-home orders.
We're not going to do anything that's illegal or going to get any of us in a position to where we're in a battle with the state.
French says the state attorney general's office has issued a cease and desist order for Chelan and Douglas counties and is in discussions with Franklin County. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.